Good morning. We are continuing with our topic of Ani Ma'afech B'Charara, but we're actually going to take it to another level today. We are going to start applying everything we've seen, the machlokis, seizing somebody's opportunity, seizing a sale from somebody else and the like, and we're going to apply that to the realm of shiduchim. For example, if there is a boy and a girl and they are dating together, and another boy is interested in that same girl, is there a problem of sending a friend or a shadchan to say, there's another boy, maybe even a better boy, a second boy, and maybe you want to try that out, even though she's already dating boy number one. It could be boy, it could be girl, it doesn't matter the gender. Whichever way, that is our question. Ani Ma'afech B'Charara, in the context of dating. Now, today we're not going to actually apply those specific concepts. We're going to see a couple of Gemaras that may indicate either way, maybe there's a problem or maybe there's not a problem of Ani Ma'afech B'Charara in the context of Shiduchim. We are going to start with a Gemara in Moed Katan, Yud Ches, Amud Beis, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel tells us as follows, we're dealing with the issue in Moed Katan, is it permitted to engage, not our contemporary engagement, we're talking about Kiddushin, Hareya Mikudeshali, a girl, a woman, on Chol HaMoed. And the problem is, Chol HaMoed is a time of simcha. We shouldn't be involved in other simchas. So it's time to focus on the Chag, on the Moed, and not a different celebration. Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So can you get betrothed, not engaged, but betrothed on Chol HaMoed? So Shmuel tells us as follows in Moed Katan Amar Shmuel, Mutar le'ares isha b'cholo shel Moed. It is permitted to become betrothed to a woman on Chol HaMoed. Why? Why is that? We should be focusing on the Moed and not other activities, not other festivities. So the Gemara tells us, Shema Yikadmenu Acher. Shema Yikadmenu Acher. This indeed would be a loss because somebody else may come and betroth her if you don't seize the opportunity. So it's mutter to betroth the woman on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara asks as follows, based on that rationale, if man A doesn't betroth that woman, then man B may come and betroth her. Umiyamar Shmuel, Shema Yikad Men Acher. Did Shmuel really say that? That somebody else, man B, may come and betroth that same woman, but she has been designated. She is the beshert of man number one. Va'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. This is also Shmuel again. On the one hand, we have Shmuel saying you can get engaged, betrothed. You can get betrothed on Chol HaMoed, Shema Yikad Men Acher. Somebody else, man two, may come around and take her otherwise. But Shmuel at the same time said something that seems to conflict with that. The Chol Yom V'Yom Bas Kol Yotzeis V'Omeres. Every day there's a Bas Kol that comes out and makes a proclamation. Bas Ploni L'Ploni. The daughter of this person is going to marry this person. So this woman is going to marry this man. Sada Ploni L'Ploni. And this person is going to purchase this side of this field. So when it comes to marriages and real estate, these are very significant quote-unquote transactions, that is designated from heaven. So how can we say that man B is going to come and bust up that shidduch, that beshert, when that beshert has been designated and it's going to be man A who will be marrying, who will be betrothing that woman? So the Gemara answers an interesting answer. Ela shema yikadmena acher barachamim. Truth be told, man B is not going to be able to marry that woman because she has been designated for man A. But the concern here is maybe he is going to daven. What does that mean? So it's from the continuation of the Gemara, it clarifies exactly what it's talking about, that we are concerned, not that man number two is going to marry this woman, but he may daven. And his davening may be answered that what's he going to daven? Not that he'll marry her. He can marry her. It's not his beshert. He will daven either that she passes away before she gets married to somebody else, so he doesn't have to have the pain of seeing her betrothed marry somebody else, or that he should pass away before she marries somebody else, so he doesn't have to see the pain. So his davening may be accepted. That's the concern. Shema yikadmenu acher barachamim is by tefillah, that he may indeed daven and disable that marriage between the woman and the first man. So he may daven that she dies, he dies and not see that wedding, but he may daven that she dies, that she passes away, so she won't be able to marry her besher. So based on this, there's some that want to explain that it's clear then that there is no problem, there's no iser, no prohibition of ani hame'afech becharara. Why? Because then his davening would not be accepted. It can't be that he is davening, he is praying that there'd be an ability for him to break up a shidduch, or maybe davening a little bit that he could participate in it, but that's not much mashma in the Gemara here. But the fact that he's davening and his tefillah would be accepted, that's the issue. Maybe his tefillah would be accepted. That's why we're concerned. So let them get married in Chol HaMoed. Let them get betrothed on Chol HaMoed before his davening. So he is going to have no play in the matter, no say in the matter through his davening. So it has to be that there's no prohibition via his davening of ani hamafech becharara. So someone want to learn from that there's no problem of ani hamafech becharara in the context of shiduchim. On the other hand, there is a Mishnah in Kiddushin that says as follows, Ha'omer l'chaveiro tse v'kadesh li'isha ploni. So if somebody says to his friend, so we'll say A says to B, please go and betroth to me that woman, a certain woman, and B, instead of doing that, following the request of A, v'halach v'kitshalatzma, he went and betrothed the same woman for himself. Instead of saying Harea Mikudeshes Le'e, he says Harea Mikudeshes Li. Will you marry me? Will you be betrothed to me? And she concurs, she agrees. Mikudeshes L'Sheni. There is a valid Kiddushin there. So the Gemara says as follows, Tana Masha Asa Aso. In fact, what B has done is going to be effective. She is now betrothed to B. However, having said that, Ela Shenaheg Bo Min Agramos, but he did something that is deceitful. He did not do a good thing. He did something that is deceitful. So that is what the Gemara says. So the Rambam codifies this in Halacha and Hilchos Ishus Perek Tes, and he says as follows, Ha'osa Shaliach LeKadesh Lo Isha. So we have A, and he made a Shaliach, who's B, and said, B, go and betroth this woman to me. V'halach v'kichalatzma. And he did not do that. He went and betrothed the woman to himself. Ha'reza mikudeshes l'shaliach. Just as we saw in the Gemara, the Mishnah, she is mikudeshes, she is betrothed to B, the Shaliach, and not to A. V'asu l'asoschein. However, it's prohibited to do that. V'chola osedavar zeu kiyotzebo. Anyone who does something like that, or something similar to that, b'shar divrei mekach u'memkar. Anything similar when doing business transactions, selling, buying, when they are leasing things, nikra rasha. That person is called a rasha. That person is called an evil person. So we see here, fascinating, that the Rambam is equating shiduchim to business transactions. And just like in business transactions, we have a prohibition of ani hamehafech becharara, that if somebody seals somebody else's deal, the asset he's trying to buy, purchaser number two purchases it out of purchaser number one, even if he didn't know about purchaser number one, but he purchases the asset that purchaser number one had agreed on a price with the seller or was negotiating for, just like purchaser number two is nikra rush, is called an evil person, so to the shaliach here, the B, he had instructions, he had a request from A to go and betroth a woman for him, for A, and B took her for himself. Just like we have in the business context of ani hamafech becharara, nikra rasha, in the shidduch context as well, we also have B, nikra rasha, he's going to be called an evil person. And in fact, Agos Maimonides on that Rambam says this is based on the Gemara of ani hamafech becharara, that we have Rav Gittel trying to purchase a property, and Rabbi Abba came and purchased it instead, that Rabbi Abba was called ani hamafech, violated ani hamafech becharara, nikra rasha. So based on this Gemara, at least the Rambam's understanding of this Gemara, in the context of Shiduchim, we do have an Isser of Ani Hamafech Becharara, just like in commerce, just like in business. Now, having said that, it appears that the Shulchan Aruch has a different take on this. When the Shulchan Aruch brings an Evan Ezer, Siman Lamed Aleph, that somebody who makes a Shaliach and appoints him to go betroth a woman for me, and he goes and he betroths the woman for himself, Harezeh, he doesn't say Harezeh Nikra Rasha. He doesn't say, like the Rambam, that B is called the Rasha, but he says, like the Gemara's language, Harezeh Min Hagramaus. This is indeed It is deceitful. What is done is done. She is betrothed to be, but he is a Ramai. He is a deceitful person. Now, the Pisklei Tshuva explains as follows. The Ikra Veira here that the Shliach did is that he didn't fulfill what he was supposed to do. He went out of the scope of his authority. He was requested to betroth the woman to A, and he took her for himself. Accordingly, it's a violation of what he should have done. But the fact that he engaged her to himself, that doesn't add on to the chait. It's not that he took her for himself, but it's that he did not follow what he was supposed to do and betrothed her to A. That is the Aveira. It's an inyan of shlichus. He didn't fulfill what his service was supposed to be. He did not accomplish what he was supposed to do. So it's a very different take on what the Aveira is of B in this situation, that he betrothed the woman to himself, not to somebody else, not to A. According to the Rambam, it's ani ma'afech b'charora nikra rasha, because B took the woman instead of betrothing her to A. On the other hand, based on the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't say znika rasha, he says hareza minag ramos, it's deceitful. And as the Pisklei Tshuva says, his Aveira is not taking her for himself as a aniyah ma'afech, that's not the problem, is that he did not fulfill his shlichus for A. Very different takes. But the bottom line here is that we have the first Gemara that it's you're allowed to betroth a woman on chol shamoid, shami yikad men o'achar, so somebody else doesn't come and take her. And the implication of that Gemara is that indeed aniyah ma'afech b'charar does not apply because the person may daven and his tefillah may be answered. On the other hand, with the Mishnah and Kiddushin, based on the Rambam's understanding, we see that indeed when in the context of Shiduchim, if somebody, the bee, comes and takes somebody else's Shidduch, then we say Ani Amachve Bechara does apply in Nikarasha. That's all by way of introduction to our related topic of Ani Amachve Bechara, how it applies to Shiduchim. Have a wonderful day.